Here's the thing that just on Twitter recently, our friend from the dojo, Sam, lives here in Baltimore. She said that, you know, that with the women's tournament happening at the same time, that she's making a plea that there has to be, should be equal coverage. And I was thinking about it a little bit before the show. And first of all, there's only so many sporting events any one person can be passionately interested in, right? So for me, it's in chess. I don't really care about the Blitz or the Rapid, or even though I'm playing in the seniors, I don't really care. As a fan, I'm into it as a player, but you know, as a fan, I'm not like, oh, who's going to win the senior, whatever. And then interesting, I was trying to reflect, like, why is it that the women's tournament doesn't inspire me? And I was thinking back on it, and I think a large part of it, or most of it, has to do with Judit Polgár. And the point being that when I was, you know, coming up, she was destroying everybody and then made the conscious decision not to play the Women's World Championship. And then there was that moment in time where it felt like, because she was, you know, suddenly, you know, in striking distance of the world championship herself. And so there was this moment in time where it was like, oh, it's just it'll just be a question of time until we get a women's world champion. If it's not Judit, it'll be somebody else. And then, of course, that didn't happen. But thinking back on it as like as a fan, why isn't this women's championship such a thing for me? It's because of that. It's like she made this decision to be like, nope, that's not even a real thing. And then she would ask, she'd be asked about it. She'd be like, nope, I don't care. And that to me was, as a fan, I was like, no, I guess I don't care either, because you're not playing in it, you know? So anyways, that's my perspective as a fan, thinking back on why this Women's World Championship doesn't have the same kind of passionate interest in me.
I guess I kind of get
Sam
that.
Won't kill me, you know?
I guess I had a similar feeling with like Hoyu Fan as well, who took a similar approach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, similar to Magnus not playing, except the discrepancy doesn't feel like as big with Magnus. I'd still find it interesting, though. Actually, it is cool that they're, because this is the first time they're hosting the women's candidates side by side,
I think. Uh-huh, I think so, yeah.
To me, that is cool. It is interesting. Like, you know, there's some new players in there.
Yeah, I think one thing that can drive interest for it anyway is just an individual player that you're interested in or excited about or a fan of, right? Like when there's new blood, when there's a teenager who comes up, when there's some kind of cool story, you know? So like people who are fans of, let's say, Prague and Vaishali will be like, this is just the sickest thing ever, you know? Like every day I'm going to watch like this brother and sister playing on the two sides, and they don't need to watch all the other games in the tournament. They might be like there for those two games, right? The way sometimes you're just there for Fabi's game and, you know, whatever happens on the other board just happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's often it'll be like a new player, a teenage talent, something like that, right? That gets you really excited. But for me, actually, I also have like mixed feelings about the women's events right now, too, because I reflected on it more this past year for one of our podcasts and did some research and saw like how little some of these top female players play in open events, how they, like, because of the cycle for the FIDE World Championship and how much money is involved, they're going from, like, you know, they're going around the circuit of the women's events to collect the points to get to the World Championship, or like a prize that's bigger than all the other tournaments that you play in a year put together. And I was like, they're kind of being corralled by the system and the incentives and the money into only doing this thing. And they're almost like not playing against players who are better than them ever, right? Because the women who are like 2,500 to 2,550, they're never playing classical games against 2,600 players. You know, like if I were trying to get over 2,400 right now and I'm rated 2,330, I'm thinking like I need to play somebody a few points higher than me now and then. So that's actually like put this bitter taste in my mouth about the whole women's FIDE cycle, right? Is like I want them to have room to do both. Like if they were playing in other tournaments and I was seeing them like clash and improve and play against stronger players and have like what felt more like a full healthy career to me, then I'd be more pumped to see and which of them is on top right now. And I think there would definitely be a place in my heart where I'd be excited for, you know, who's the top of that pecking order right now.
People mentioned Caitlin Clark. That's kind of cool. I do think, for example, it would be great if Chess had that Caitlin Clark. I think it's really interesting how some female sports like surge in popularity. For example, women's tennis is off the hook, but other sports, women's football, American football, people don't really talk about it. Sometimes people talk about women's soccer, especially when the US won in like 1990, whatever it was. But in general, those haven't taken off the way tennis has. And I was thinking, like, this Alice Lee story is super cool. I can imagine becoming a fan of her and getting pumped on her, especially if she starts crushing some dudes. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're close. I think everyone should be a fan of Alice Lee. There's this new English girl, Bodana, who's just
8 years old, 9 years old.
insanely impressive. Yeah,
Yeah.
just already
Outrageous.
drawing GMs and stuff. Just crazy. Yeah, no, they're coming. There's a ton of actually, I think, serious talents right now. So maybe we're only a couple of years away from getting some kind of resurgence, which
I'm
would be very
almost scared
interesting.
to talk about those girls when they're that good because I don't want too much like expectation, weight, and pressure on them. You know, it's like I'm like scared, like I'm like rooting for them, but like in silence.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to dub anyone future world champion just yet.
It's tough to carry a lot of expectations, period. But if you're also supposed to carry a lot of expectations while representing a group of people, right? Like if you're supposed to be the one that shows that women are as good as men at some activity, or you're the one who's supposed to show that people from one country are as smart as people from another country or whatever it is, like that's a whole extra heavy piece.
There's some comments in the chat about like open prizes for women. Yeah, I think that does make sense, more sense than like the closed events. But yeah, we've already seen like Gibraltar had some very nice women's prizes for many years, and they always had super strong fields. And then obviously those women got to play against like Naka and like the top players in the tournament. I do think that's kind of more. Yeah, that feels better than I think it's like Norway Chess. They're doing the 50-50 split this year. They're giving like an equal prize fund to the two fields. I forget what the thing is exactly, but I remember they were announcing that.
Norway Chess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
So I think
equal
they're doing
prize.
like a women's super tournament alongside the main one.
Yeah. But my problem there is, again, they're just playing the same opponents they always play, right?
Yeah,
Like,
and
I
it's
think.
way more money. I mean, it's probably like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where it's like a fraction of that put into an open tournament would probably generate tons of female interest from that.
Right. So I feel like Gibraltar is more, and that's what Dripman's saying too in chat, right? I feel like Gibraltar is more the model of how you bring up the level. I don't think it's
Makes
the only thing
sense.
you do. I think there should also be women-only events for some other reasons, but there's got to be some incentive and some space in their careers to clash with the best. Bonus dojo talk after.
Bonus dojo talk. Yeah. We talked about this one time. I mean, we've had 109 talks now, by the way. So we've talked about we talked about a lot of things.